Whatever.
Product?
Oh, I don't even know if... Okay,
no, hold on.
Go to YouTube.
Hold on, I go to YouTube.
I have to...
You can... Is it a real product?
Yes.
Here's what just happened. Then we'll talk to Brian Blank.
It works.
I just have to give backstory here. Just like 10 seconds before we came back. And we have deduced, by the way, that there's some sort of crazy in the air today. So everything, the show is zipping by. Everybody's a little kooky. Sarah and I are in that delicate place where it's just like some sort of horrific quasi-spousal catfight could erupt at any minute. Even though we love each other very deeply. But sometimes when people love each other, they don't get along. And then everybody's got the allergies. And so just like...
I'm getting along with you.
I'm just saying, it seems like things are in a very... very iffy place right now between the two of us. That's all I'm saying.
You are such a girl. You're more of a girl than I am.
I'm not a girl, because if I was a girl, I wouldn't bring it up. I'd just harbor it and seethe.
No, you wouldn't, because you know what you're doing is you're digging. You're not expressing any discomfort of your own. You're projecting onto me.
I'm not doing anything of the sort. You're being grumpy. See right there, that was ironic, but I just did. Anyway, so no, but like 10 seconds before we come back, Sarah's like, and she's just like, her eyes are, because we've all got a hay fever. And so Sarah's like, oh, my eyes are, the rims of my eyes are all red, and I'm all, and I was like, well, I've got some allergy. And Tim immediately pipes in his best TV announcer voice. Tim goes, you need SinoCleanse.
Is that SinuCleanse?
SinuCleanse. Is that a real product?
Yes, it is. And S-I-N-U. Cleanse.
What does it do? I mean, what is it, a pill?
No, it's a nose kettle.
A nose kettle?
A nose kettle?
All right, before we have to talk to Brian Blank, and then we'll talk about SinoCleanse. So don't go Googling it on your own. To wait and learn about SinoCleanse.
All right, I found the TV commercial. We'll play it after.
Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from CNN Radio New York, our good friend. Do we not have music?
I don't think so.
That good friend, Brian Blank. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, how are you doing, sir? What's up, Brian Blank? What is it? Is it Kastenbaum already taking sick time or something?
No, Kastenbaum's down at Duke University waiting to see if there's going to be an announcement in that case sometime this week. So,
you know, the only announcement I want to hear is that they're taking that prosecutor out back and beating him with a heavy set of shovels. That's the only announcement I want to hear.
I think there's probably a lot of people that agree.
Oh, you talk about a guy, my opinion only, and the Rick Emerson Show does not advocate violence in any way, but I'm just saying, in some parallel universe, that guy's getting what's coming to him. And what's coming to him is being taken out back and just being savagely beaten by those guys. Those guys, those Duke players, and I'm not, look, and I'm the first to say the guys and dudes and athletes and frat guys and whatever can get into their share of trouble and they can be a-holes. I'm the first to admit that. But I got to tell you, and I know this is not what you called about, those guys at Duke, it looks like they just got so completely and totally screwed and railroaded by this guy that they, as part of any settlement or whatever, they all got to get a free shot and just give that guy a good solid kick right in the business. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, there's no way they're getting out of, they're going to be leaving Duke, you know, untouched, unfazed. So that's the sort of thing that's going to follow them around.
Oh, you know, that guy, here's what, part of that guy, Nifong, is that his name?
Yeah.
That guy, and again, I apologize for putting you on the spot about this, because this is not your story, this is his story, and I'm making you talk about it. But I just got to say, that guy, because if you haven't heard, what basically happened is this, whoever this was, this stripper, whoever she was like, oh, hey, I got raped by all these Duke lacrosse players. And that got repeated like 1,000 times a day everywhere. And, of course, like with all of these stories, when it comes out that she's just, my read on this is just a big sack of lies, and it turns out that she is, I hate to use this phrase because we just left the lunch hour, that she apparently was riddled with DNA, none of it belonging to any of these guys. And it turns out that one of the guys she accused of raping her, at the time she says that the guy is raping her, he is on a surveillance camera somewhere else, miles away. At that time, he's on camera somewhere else. So
yeah, haven't heard about the camera, but I do know that her story seems to have changed quite a bit, too. The number of people who are raping her, how they raped her, all that stuff.
I got to tell you, if it turns out that she and this prosecutor were just putting the screws to these guys, part of the settlement is after he gets to kick them all in the junk, these guys, part of it ought to be that they can carry around, he has to carry around a cell phone for the rest of his life, this prosecutor, and at any moment, anytime these guys go on a date, go on a job interview, talk to anybody, have a camera pointed at them, they get to call him immediately on speed dial, and he has to apologize all over again on the phone to the entire world for screwing these guys.
Have you ever thought about a career as a judge?
Oh, I swear to God. And more often than you can possibly, but as Mickey Spillane would say, it would not just be, it would be I, the jury. And that, you know, I swear to God. All right. Well, in any event, I would totally be one of those judges, too, that does the creative sentencing where you have to stand in front of a store with a sign saying, like, I'm a big bastard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
The judge in the Anna Nicole thing, he's getting a show. Did you hear about that?
Is he really? Is it? Tell me it's true. Is he really getting a show?
That's what it looks like. I think he's in talks with, who is it, ABC or CBS, one of the two.
I hope it's CBS so I have another reason to be proud of my company. First Katie Couric and now this. Excellent. Fantastic. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to uncork a bunch of bitter all over you, but goddamn, I hate that. That prosecutor and that whole case makes me so angry. Because because if it does turn out that they're innocent, and who knows, maybe they're guilty of other lesser crimes. It looks like they were probably kind of sleazy guys. But if they are, in fact, not guilty of the sexual assault that she accused them of publicly in front of the whole world, that, of course, will be covered 1/50th the amount that the actual allegation was covered, which is the way it always is in the media. So, all right, I'm done, I'm past it. Let's talk about some other people that ought to be beaten senseless. Let's talk about, well, am I wrong when I say that these companies who are shoving out this tainted pet food had some indication a while back that this was the case and they continue to do it?
I haven't heard anything to that effect. There's a company over in China that they supposedly got this tainted wheat gluten from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that company says they started getting reports about a month ago and have voluntarily stopped exporting this wheat gluten to the U.S., which is where these four American pet food companies have got this tainted wheat gluten. So anyway, they said they got reports about a month ago and stopped exporting this stuff, but reports of the wheat gluten thing just came out. So what they are talking about, I think, needs some digging into.
Okay, I don't mean to, I don't know, I don't mean to just be Johnny Obvious about this thing, but, I mean, don't pet food companies test this stuff for, like, oh, I don't know, poison before they send it out?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm sure mistakes can get through the system in the same way that, you know, disease can get into the spinach or whatever that we have here in America anyway. So, you know, it's bound to happen every now and then, but... it's just the case that it's happening to all these people's pets, and, you know, every story, everybody's favorite pet, and, you know, it's the one that they had, and they raised it from a kitten, and now it's dead or sick thanks to this melamine, which is supposedly what was in this tainted wheat gluten, which is a product used in fertilizers and plastic products.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Here, Ms. Spot, have some plastic.
Right, exactly. Veterinarians are saying that the one thing that some people are doing now is, you know, they're throwing out all their pet food and they're feeding their pets whatever else they want. You know, whatever they're making, pizza and all that sort of stuff. But some doctors are saying that's a bad idea. You don't want to start giving Fido pizza and lasagna. You want to kind of keep them eating the same thing they've been eating. And if you have any question about it, ask your veterinarian. So that's maybe one take home from this.
And we have this now. Tim Riley in our news department just handed this to me. 8-in-1 Incorporated has now, again, now there's a salmonella thing with the pet food. Said its chicken jerky treats could be contaminated with salmonella. The company division of United Pet Group Incorporated is recalling all lots of dingo chicken jerky for dogs, dingo chicken jerky for cats, and ferret chicken jerky for ferrets because blah, 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 salmonella. So, there you go. So, apparently, don't feed your pet anything ever again.
Be very, very careful about it.
Good God. And it says here, watch for uncontrollable vomiting. Apparently, that might be bad. Like, if you were under the impression that was just sort of normal behavior for your Shih Tzu. All right. Are these companies going to get sued into oblivion, these pet food companies?
Well, there's a number of class action lawsuits being taken against these companies, and, you know, lawyers are saying that if you had a problem with one of your pets and you think it's because of the food, that's the way to go. You want to get on one of these class action lawsuits and not try to go it alone because these companies are too big and you're not likely to get anything out of it. Because I guess under the legal system, pets are looked at as property, you know, and so you can only really get the value of your property and what really is a cat or a dog worth, you know. You don't get emotional damage from that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, Brian Blank, it was a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. I'm sure we will have speaks with you again in the near future.
You too. Thanks, Rick.
Right,
thanks,
thank
sir.
Thank you. That's Brian. There you go. Fantastic. All right. 503-733-2970.
I love that guy.
I just don't understand how they would not test a pet food for plastic. Let's see. What's with it? They got bits of plastic and it's full of salmonella. Should we do something? Just keep selling it. 503-733-2970, Luke in Australia. Is this Luke in Australia? Hello?
My good friends in Portland, how are you?
Luke in Australia, what's up, brother man? What brings you to the phone?
Oh, not much. I've got to say, just following on from that with the plastic and the pet food, as our glorious leader here in Australia would say, it's all about the economy, baby.
Does he really say things like that?
Well, minus the baby.
I was just going to say, if you elected a man who actually ends his sentences with baby, I immediately think more of your country.
Well, it's never going to happen.
All right. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you go first. I'll go second.
I was just going to say what's up, so let's just skip to your comments.
Okay, good. Well, Tim's still in the studio?
I think so, yeah. Tim is right here.
Ah, hi, Tim. I just wanted to say, yes, I completely back you up when you were talking at the start of the show about Rick said radio is filled with the worst people. I've worked in radio here in Perth, and we had a guy here who greasy and hairy and just left bits of crap all over the studio, and I don't even want to know what he did to the microphone windsock.
Does he?
It was a bad scene.
Does the Global Village of Radio?
I was going to say, does he weekend in Portland?
Isn't it wonderful? It's the same wherever you are.
Yep.
No, board ops and weekenders are hideous and disgusting, no matter where you work.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Exactly.
All right.
I just also wanted to say, things have actually been happening in this country, not just in this country, but actually in the city. You guys have reported recently on a few stories that have happened here in Perth about that one guy who got stabbed in the face with a screwdriver, ironically, in a suburb called Spearwood.
really?
Yeah,
Spearwood?
One, right.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, that psychologist who was beating up one of his patients, ironically, his name is Bruce Beaton, get that friggin' cane toad a while ago. Cane toad ate my baby! And just recently a story which you guys haven't heard of yet, but there was a former premier here in Perth.
Uh-huh.
You guys would call him a governor. His name is Brian Burke. He's been indicted recently on all sorts of lobbyist charges. We've had four state MPs who have had to resign. We've had at least one federal member of parliament who's had to resign. He's even been talking with the federal, what you guys would call, minority leader.
What's it?
So, dude, never have I wished so much that I had an Emerson-esque style show here here in Perth, because, man, I could literally do what you did, what you've said before. No show prep, just walk straight into the studio, open the phones, and away we go.
What's going on in your country? Is there something in the water? What's wrong with Australia?
I don't know, but I'm loving it. I mean, I'd love to stand outside of the Corruption and Crime Commission every day, on my show here and just yell, prison, prison.
I love the fact that it's a Corruption and Crime Commission. I totally want to have that. I want to have that organization.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We have this unbelievable, FBI-like Corruption and Crime Commission here in Australia. That all, at least here in Perth. I mean, the bugging and what these guys have done to actually get this information that's been revealed in the news is just unbelievable. So, man, it's it's a great time to be in Australia.
We're all alike under the skin. That's what this story tells me, my brother.
We're all Australians.
Ich bin ein Australian.
No, you're not.
All right,
you don't want to be, trust me.
Two
final things.
Yes.
I've got to say this.
Uh-huh.
I'm in Perth. As we speak, I am 15 miles away from where Bon Scott is buried.
Really?
Yes.
That is so cool. Now, you don't have to do it today. You probably got things to do. At some point, would you do me a favor and just send me, if you could, a little snapshot of that? That would be very cool.
Well, I think you can find it on Wikipedia.
Oh, that's true. I could probably just, I guess I could probably just look it up on the internet.
And I know his gravesite was defaced recently, which isn't good.
Oh, that's too bad. All right.
And I'd like to end this call with one final thought.
Yes, sir. Jesus Christ. All right, thank you.
Holy God.
Australia out.
Thank you. Good God. That's Luke in Australia.
Crikey.
I think it's a full moon everywhere. I think everywhere.
Everyone has the same moon.
I guess that's true.
Australia doesn't have its own moon.
Well, who knows about those people? Thieves. They've probably stolen someone else's moon. All right, it's 503-733-2970. I think we can now put to bed the debate about whether there's something weird going on in the air today. It's even reaching...
Scotty brought in a different coffee creamer.
That's true. He brought in some hazelnuts and whatever. And plus, you know...
We still haven't talked to Scotty about his vacation.
The list of things we still haven't done.
What have we done?
Well, it says Scotty's ashes are about to be sent into outer space. I don't know if that's connected or not.
Different Scotty. Oh,
okay.
We did the opening. We talked to Lisa. The show was going really great, and then it got derailed a little bit by Lisa Goddard calling us late. And then I was standing out in the hallway staring at her on television. Whatever. And it, you know, and so now we're back here. I mean, it's been a fine show. It's just been chaotic. All right. Before we do anything else, when we started this hour, you were complaining about your nose, and Tim was saying that you had to use sinus cleanse or Sinuclean or
yes.
Sinuclean. What is it? Do you have the TV commercial?
I don't know what it is. I found the TV commercial though.
Brace yourself.
Well, all right. Let me come.
Actual procedure.
All right, well, there's a Sinuclense instructional video.
Yep, play that.
Lots of...
Okay, first of all, let's stop. First of all, I distrust any product.
I distrust any product that needs an instructional video to explain how to... Because it's not a drug.
No, you could drown.
Is it a drug?
No, it's not a drug.
Here's
the procedure and use it.
Now, give me some instruction.
Now, we should take a break and we'll come back and continue to talk about this. Let me just tell you why I distrust this Sinuclense. We'll talk about it after the break. We'll come back after this. 503-733. Look at me taking a break almost on time. In your face.
I'm very proud.
You're not really.
If I wasn't so grumpy. No? Not funny?
That's funny. I'm sorry.
503-733-2970. Back after this. Come back. We'll talk about Sinuclense, top five. Later on, more from Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth. I got all of this stuff to get through. I haven't even talked about this thing with the toilet. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. We're live from Portland. Are these the,
this place is like Walgreens.
It's true. Sarah and I are laden down with over-the-counter drugs. I'm not sure if these are the same ones I have.
I think those are the ones you told me to buy, I think.
Yeah. I told you to get these over the phone. I'm pretty sure these are equivalent to the one that I have. So we live in a great time. They make these eye drops now. They're just for allergies. They actually have antihistamine properties. They have antihistamines in them. The past sucks. 20 years ago, 5 years ago. The allergy in your eyes, screw you. You get chlortrimazone. That's it. Now you get this. If these don't work, I've got some other antihistamine eye drops.
Okay.
And I got a drawer full of Claritin. And
allergies are kicking my ass. Look, I rode my bike in today, and there was a lot of pollen. I could feel it. Did you ride your bike?
I drove in an automobile that had an air filtration system. I didn't. I'm not trying to complain about my life.
I'm kind of embarrassed that we have a listener party coming up, because I feel like a piggy.
Yeah.
I
don't feel like a piggy. I look flabby. I look flabby. So we're like 3 weeks away, and I'm a little bulky.
Maybe we could just have those cutouts on stage, and people stick their heads through,
stand behind a thinner picture of myself. All right, we gotta take these calls. Then we'll continue this. All right, let's all just stop and take a breath. Do we have any soothing music?
Oh, I'm sure.
Do we have some soothing? We could. No, that's not gonna work.
I have this. This is pretty soothing.
I don't think that's as soothing as you think it is. We don't have any sort of, let's take a breath.
I love this one. No.
Yeah. Some of these are soothing.
We don't have anything soothing.
I just want to stop and... No. No.
No.
Wait, hold on. Let me see. This might be soothing. I just need something to stop. Stop and let me... No. I don't think we have anything here that is soothing.
This isn't a station to be soothed by.
It's really not.
I have a song on my MySpace profile that's soothing.
Oh, we could do this. Hold on, I'll just play this. This is relatively soothing. It's going to take just like, 30 seconds, and then we're going to move on. I just got to stop and center myself, as they say.
Goodbye, Anna Nicole, though I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself while those around you crawl. They crawl out of the woodwork, and they whisper into your brain. They said you won the treadmill that gave you so much heartache. It seems to me you lift your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in.
All right, there you go. And it occurred to me that that's why he had to leave the chorus the same, because it's a karaoke track and the backing vocals on the chorus are already there. That's why he couldn't change the chorus. I always wondered about that.
Hmm.
All right, let's do these calls, then we'll talk SinuCleanse. Let me just get these here. Alexander, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, so this is Alexander, the furniture maker. I also make cabinets and stuff like that. And just to give some relevance to this melamine that's in the pet food, it is what most of your cabinets are made of.
So this is the plastic they found on the dog and cat food?
Right. Most cabinets, especially, I mean, if you look around in your commercial buildings,
yes,
and whatnot, what it is it's a particle board core with a melamine base on it, which is just basically printed paper and a little bit of plastic over it.
But it's nothing you want to, like, feed to your schnauzer.
No.
Well, I mean, would it be the same effect if a dog chewed on a furniture leg?
No, because if a dog chewed on a furniture leg, it's probably wooden. I mean, they chew on, you know, you toss a stick in a field and the dog's going to go get it.
This is like if you took a piece of the furniture leg and ground it up and sprinkled it in the dog's food, I think.
Yeah, and processed it with a bunch of...
I think also the salmonella also seems to be a concern. That's probably nothing you want to feed your dog either.
Yeah, well, we don't use salmonella in cabinets anymore.
That's only for special furniture.
Yeah.
In the asbestos furniture. Yes.
One quick request for the Museum of Emersonia.
Yes.
If there could be the news bin with crumpled up news stories of the fine CBS news department.
So just the things that we've gotten to and that Tim then crumples up and throws away?
Well, the actual garbage can, I mean, out bin that is, you know, used that we always hear on the radio.
Oh, that you hear Tim throwing things into?
Right.
It's just a box with a top cut off it.
It's just a recycle bin that I then take and dump into the regular trash at the end of the show.
Isn't that what we all do? That's what the trash company of Portland does. So,
I'm just saying, it all goes into one big hole at the end anyway. Who are we fooling? So, all right, and we'll see what we can do. We might have that on display at the listener party.
Cool.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you go.
I didn't know that made such a difference in people's lives.
Wait, you know, Tim, you'd be amazed. Jeff, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Well, the other day I tried to sell some VHS tapes there at friends at CD Game Exchange.
You bought or traded?
I wanted to take and get rid of the rest of my VHS tapes. Apparently, they're not buying VHS at this time.
Well, because really, why would you? Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. So, I'm trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, you're all surprised, too. Like, yeah, there's just no market for these wax cylinders.
There's just really not.
These kinescopes don't have any resale value. All right, yes, and so...
So, I have these three videos that somebody could refer to as the trilogy. I've got a VHS copy of Clerks,
Mallrats,
and Chasing Amy.
Uh-huh. You'd like to exchange it for a red paper clip.
Well, do you guys have a red paper clip?
No, it was a joke. So what is it you're offering for this?
I'm wondering if the Rick Emerson program would appreciate these as a gift to the cause.
No.
No.
Okay.
Fine.
Hold on now. Let's not be hasty. So you're offering us a VHS copy of the Kevin Smith original Jersey trilogy.
Correct.
All right. Are you expecting anything in return?
No.
Okay, well, fine. Then bring it on down. I was going to say, you want
something. Somebody would enjoy them, you know.
Well,
I'd be happy to pass them along.
Sure. Why not? I'm sure we can find a use for them. Maybe perhaps a decorative purpose.
Do you guys have any tables that have one short leg? I have an old copy of Circle of Friends with Minnie Driver.
And we can.
Oh, I love
on
that
VHS.
Movie.
So if you bring along, we can use them to stack other things on top of.
Fabulous. They might make good bookends.
Yeah, drop them off. We might just mount them on the wall or something.
You could do that. Just take a 16-penny nail and mount them to some melamine shelving.
I'm ending this call now, but feel free to drop those off, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you. I really don't know what's wrong with people today. And I'm including us. One more here. Richard, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
Oh, you know. Little of this, little of that. Yes.
Hey, I just wanted to call and let everybody know a place in Vancouver where they can pick up their VSO.
Oh, where? VSO in the Coop. Where's your VSO spotting, sir?
It is at Discount Tobacco and Beverage. And it's at the corner.
That is so sweet. Really?
Yeah, it's at the corner of Highway 99 and 63rd.
Boy, that is freaking genius. That's bitchin'. All right, the Discount Tobacco Store. That's so wonderful, and I mean that sincerely. What's the address again?
It's at the corner of 63rd and Highway 99.
Excellent. Goddamn. That's so great. All right, fantastic. I appreciate that, sir, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Excellent. Spread the word. Take care, Rick.
Thank you. By the way, you know where else they sell VSO? Do you know the closest VSO outlet to this studio right here?
No.
Plum Pantry?
I thought it was the 7-Eleven. Close. It's that liquor store right across the street.
Oh,
yeah.
There's that liquor store right next to the Plaid Pantry right by the House of David haircut place.
See, it is a really good mixer.
It is. It is, it is, it is. All right, it's 503-733-2970.
Can we figure out what sinus cleanse is now?
Okay, here's the thing. So, Sarah was complaining about her sinuses because we've all got the hay fever.
Except for me.
Tim was like, you've got to try sinus cleanse. So then we saw this commercial on YouTube that seemed very suspicious because, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the head-on commercials. You know, apply directly to forehead. Apply directly to forehead. Apply directly to forehead. But it never tells you what it is. It doesn't tell you what it is. Or what
it
does.
It's like a bunch of floating, like, bubble head things with big noses sniffing.
It piques your curiosity. Yeah. I am really suspicious. Here's why. Do you know about head-on, Sarah?
No.
Do you know about head-on?
The
thing about having the TiVo is having a TiVo strips your pop culture knowledge away. I only know about head-on because I saw it referenced so repeatedly on, like, message boards and other TV shows that I actually had to seek out the commercial so I wouldn't be illiterate. I saw so many people making jokes about head-on that I had to, like, seek out the commercial and watch it intentionally. Head On is a product they sell to get rid of headaches, and it's like a band roll-on. It's like a band roll-on underarm, but you apply it to your forehead, and then it's like an analgesic that soaks into the skin. But, of course, it's like a completely untested, like, witch doctor product that the FDA won't approve, so they can't say what it does. The commercial literally is just a woman rolling it onto her head, and the guy says, Head On. Apply directly to forehead. Apply directly to forehead. Apply directly to forehead. And that's it. That's the end of the commercial. Because they can't say cures headaches because the FDA has said that it's just like some, you know, that it's just like some crap. It's just like some voodoo that no one will vouch for. That's what this Sinew Cleanse commercial reminds me of because they won't say what it's for or what it does. And
you haven't seen the video yet.
Apparently, it's a miracle drug, but it's available at Walgreens. So mm-hmm. I'm very intrigued.
It's not a drug.
See, that's what I'm saying. What is it? It doesn't even tell you what it is. I am always...
I found the instructional video.
Okay, so Sinew Cleanse...
So it's obviously something you do.
So what is...
It's like we're on a panel show.
What is...
Johnny Olson, please bring on our
next show. What's my line? You're right. What is the object behind the door number 5? So Sinew Cleanse... Do we have the second commercial?
Oh, well, no, we have the instructional video.
Really?
Yes. You have to watch it because if you do it wrong, it doesn't work.
Okay, now, this is intriguing. Can I guess? Am I allowed to guess what it is? Sinew Cleanse. Is this... I sound like I'm in the dating game.
Well, no, don't guess before we watch it.
Suture number 1. Well,
I want you to guess correctly, and then Tim says yes, and then the video loses all appeal.
Well, it sounds like the video is going to be intriguing regardless. I'm trying to guess what kind of product it would be that needs an instructional video. Because on the ad, they showed it in a box.
Right.
Like a thing you bought in a box. So it's not a pill?
No.
Is it a drug of any kind?
No. Peggy Cass.
I'm sorry. Another 2% joke. The
people in their 30s and 40s will know who that is.
All right. Arlene Francis. Soupy Sales.
Artie Johnson.
You know, the people who are younger than 30 just sound like we're throwing out random gibberish names. All right. It's not a drug. Is it like one of those strips, those adhesive things you put on your nose?
No, you don't put it on your nose.
Ah, I am deducing from your choice of language that perhaps Sinu Cleanse is something that goes in your nose.
And that's a
yes. Cleansing. 5 points.
All right.
Tony Randall?
So, is it like one of those suction-y bulb things that your mom would use to get fluid out of your ears when you were a kid?
No, it is not a suction-y bulb.
Okay. Sarah, do you have any guesses?
Well, you know, because we did the whole colon cleansing thing, so I'm assuming it's some kind of watery cleaning thing.
Is it, Tim, a water...
That is partially correct.
Is Sinu Cleanse a watery cleaning thing?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, should we play the video or should we take these calls about
it? Let's play the video, and then we'll take the calls.
All right, I'm going to come over and watch it on your computer.
It's kind of gross the first time you see it.
It's kind of gross.
All right, let's go ahead and
play the Sinu Cleanse video.
Oh, did you fall?
It's okay. I'm all right. Walk it up. It looks like a teapot.
It's bad acting, first of all. These people from Wisconsin.
This looks like bad porn.
Nope.
Home. My sinuses are really acting up.
Did you take anything for it?
No. But every time I get a cold or the weather changes, I get these terrible sinus headaches.
Ugh.
If I take medication, I either get too sleepy or too
dizzy. Kathy Bates on the screen.
So I think I'll just go home and lie down.
Hey, the water's all out at our place. I'll have to shower here.
That's how my doctor recommended this. You should try this.
What is it?
Barb, do you ever feel not so fresh?
It sounds strange at first, but it's a way to wash the drainage and congestion right out of your nose.
Wash the drainage, huh?
It gets worse.
And I really like not having...
Now, think of how attractive she is right now.
Medications. You should try it.
How does this work?
Here, look. I've been working on a presentation
with
my doctor to show her patients.
On company time, she's been working on the video.
Sinuses are spaces in the bones of the face. There are four sets of sinuses.
All right, can we skip ahead to her using? It's like a 9-minute thing.
In the
yeah. Her using the product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we
okay.
go. All right.
Mix the water
it's
with
a little teapot.
Mm-hmm. Adding water to the line on the side of the Sinu Cleanse pot.
All right.
And stir until the dry ingredients are completely
so dissolved. You put some crap into this miniature tea kettle.
Stir it around.
Sinu Cleanse pot.
Here's an attractive young lady.
She is really cute.
Puts a
not the long.
Oh, my God, she's sticking it all the way in her nose. What does she do?
Looking into the sink.
Okay, she's sticking the end of this miniature tea kettle in her nose and then pouring this mixture
out
in.
Out of the other nostril.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
She's not so attractive anymore.
That's not right.
Where is your God now?
Allow the water to run completely out of the pot.
That's only one side. You got to refill.
Just on your nose will thin out.
That's a Stevie Nicks' nose.
Your nose will be soothed and rejuvenated.
Ew.
Once the pot is empty, gently blow the excess water and mucus out of the nose into the sink and tissues. Avoid vigorous nose blowing.
Stir up another batch.
This advice works well in your daily life, too.
Fill with water and repeat
your head the other way,
starting in the other nostril.
She's rammed that thing in there.
You should be able to breathe comfortably
in
your mouth.
Okay, I've seen it.
Not so sexy anymore, is she?
Funny man. All right, we're
the... I can't stop watching.
All right, you want to try it, don't you?
So here's the thing. So here's where you didn't see it. Here's what happens. It is a little miniature teapot. And I mean that's exactly what it looks like. Or like a little thing you pour milk out of.
It goes back to ancient times. It was originally used by Asians. If you want to read the history of this.
She puts some dry ingredients in the little miniature teapot, which is salt.
Man, there's a lot of stuff coming out of her nose.
Well, it works.
Okay. She stirs it up. She rams...
Dishwasher safe, too, and that's a selling point.
She puts... Hold on. I got to describe this real. She puts the teapot over the sink. She stands over the sink. She puts the miniature teapot, the spout, up one nostril. Tilts her head.
Oh, God. It's so much worse watching a guy do it.
Quit watching.
I know. I've turned it off.
She puts it up her nose. She tilts her head and then pours the fluid into her right nostril. And then I swear to God, after like a second and a half lag, where it apparently works its way through her head like Indiana Jones on that mine cart.
The first time you do it, it seems like 10 minutes.
It rolls out of her left nostril, taking all of her gunk with it. It's like a big...
Okay.
It's like she's douching out her nose. That really is what it is. It's a nose douche. You know it's true. I think. Is it or is it a nose enema? Enema? I barely knew No, it doesn't work.
That's right.
All right. That seems, based on my, it's been a while since my last Massengill session, but I'm pretty sure that's what we're talking about there. Now, you use this product, Tim?
I have used it.
We should sell this. This does sound, this sounds like a more realistic in reverse. So, Tim, you use this product?
I did indeed.
All right. It does look like bad porn. The production values on this how-to video are like...
Well, it was made in Wisconsin.
Let's take... Well, that explains it. Let's take some calls here. Oh, our own Kristen Bowie is weighing in. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Hey, so you know about SinuCleanse.
Yeah, it's based on something that's called a Nitty Pot from the Far East.
Told you.
Tim, you were right. the crap, as Rick so eloquently put it, is salt and sodium bicarbonate. And it just, you can feel it going all around your sinuses. But it dries it out. I have horrible hay fever, like where I can't even function, and it works really well.
How
much is it? Is it expensive?
No, it's like you get like
30.
You buy the initial thing for like $10, and then you buy refills of little stuff, or you can even use salt water, and the refills are like $7 for like 70 packets.
Now let me ask you this: is there any reason why you couldn't? And I'm serious now. Is there any reason why you couldn't just mix up, because it's sodium bicarbonate, which is baking soda. Is there, that's Arm & Hammer, that's what that is. Is there any reason you couldn't mix up baking soda and salt and then just use a turkey baster and shoot water up your nose with a turkey baster?
You see, the thing is that the turkey baster has a lot more, like, pressure, so you could actually
put out one of your eyes.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest that.
Oh, that's hilarious. I just got the idea of a guy just jamming the bulb up there, just squeezing down on it, and it comes out his eyes.
That's the Kennewick version of SinuCleanse.
Thank you. That's very funny. Thank you. All right, so you give these SinuCleanse. So you say it's a real product, and it's not at all a scam.
Definitely. I'd rather use that than head on.
All right. Apply directly to forehead. All right. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. There you go. All right. So now how did you... okay. So now you pour it in and then you feel it swishing around in your head?
No.
Because your sinuses are up here. So
right.
Scary.
It goes all around and
your
down.
Your sinuses aren't up into your forehead.
Yeah. They go all the way up to your forehead.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of scares me that
maybe
I have
not
water
for someone from
Kennewick,
but for the rest of us.
Your bone structure is different from ours.
In my head, I just got, it's all bone and then a tiny walnut-sized opening in the center.
That's it.
All right.
No, it just doesn't go from one side of your nostril to the other. That's not the way you're.
All right. It's 503-733-2970. Well, people are calling about this. Let's see. Chad, hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, what do you got?
Hey, I was just calling to confirm that. Kristen was right. It's called the Neti nasal douche. And it's actually an Eastern yogic tradition of part of the seven parts of cleansing the body when you're going through the whole yoga, cleansing of the body and the mind and whatnot. And, it's very common. I was taught to just use salt water, but, you can throw baking soda in there or whatever. And I actually did use a turkey baster.
You did use a turkey baster.
Yeah, because I didn't have a tiny little pea pod, so I was like, okay, well, I'm not just going to, dunk my head, a bowl of salt water, so.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. I'll give you $5 if you come do that on the air.
I've done it a bunch of times, and especially during cold season, I'll do it, once a month, and I don't get head colds anymore, so.
All right, so, because it is sodium bicarbonate, is just baking soda. It is Arm & Hammer.
Does it hurt at all?
The first time you do it,
I am a cigarette smoker, so my nasal passages and lung passage are a little tougher than y'all's, I guess. But
you've scored out the nerve endings already.
Well, and unfortunately, they didn't tell me how much salt to put into the water, so I put a little too much.
Just a pound of salt.
Yeah, so it did hurt a little bit the first time.
All right, excellent.
It kind of, and it messes with your gag reflex. It was kind of weird, but I was waiting.
You breathe out of your mouth, which is a step that we didn't talk about. You have to breathe out of your mouth.
I do that already.
All right.
Yeah, you
do. You've had practice.
Yeah,
so you just lay down on the couch, and you tilt your head back, and you just kind of pour it down, and you just let it, flush out. And
best doing it over a sink, though, not on the couch.
Yeah, because it runs
where
out of your head.
Where was all your stuff going?
Right, seriously, where was all your goop going?
In a spittoon.
Well, my living room used to have tile on it.
And a big drain. It slants down to a big drain in the middle of his house. All right, thank you, my friend.
Wah, wah.
Okay. Thanks for, well, he deserves it. He does deserve the, hold on, with the, where did it go? Oh, no, that's wrong.
There
you go. Thank you, Chad. Dave, hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
Just, you know, everybody's kind of weighing in on this other thing. My wife, who is a beautiful woman, who I love dearly.
How beautiful does she look when there's crap running out of her nose over the sink?
Boy, it's a downhill slide from about a 9 to a 2.
Yeah, totally.
Well, this is something best done behind closed doors.
It's something that I actually have to leave the house, go for a walk. It is unpleasant to see, worse to hear. You can check with J.P. Morgan and Fannie Flagg for the complete details.
Now, here's the thing.
I'm like fascinated, but totally grossed out.
Now he's
going to try it.
We have to. Then we have to try it. I got a turkey baster.
Do not.
I'm not putting a turkey baster in your sinuses.
No, she made me try it once because she said it worked, and it felt like somebody had waterboarded me and then just. I don't even know how to explain it.
Okay, well, so now let me ask you this. We're talking about this sinew cleanse thing.
Yeah.
This guy says, I use a brand called Simply Saline, which is the same thing I use in the shower. My allergies are not bothering at all this year. Now, here's my question. So when you pour this crap into one of your nostrils, and then it swishes around, and it pours out the other nostril, how do I put this?
Should I stop drinking my coffee?
Yes. How do I put this? Obviously...
You know the answer to this question.
I don't. I guess what I'm saying is there's this story that when Elvis died, they found 15 pounds of fecal matter in his colon that had just been there forever, that just sort of got left behind and never got flushed out. My question is there the equivalent to that in your nasal passage? In other words, is there like, if you're Sarah, is there 26 years worth of crap sitting up in your nasal passage that's all going to come out? Or is it all just today's batch?
If you're asking me, I would say it's somewhere in between. Everybody's blown their nose and been surprised once in a while. This is a little bit appalling.
Appalling. This is the best phone call ever. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that, Dave. You call us anytime.
Indeed, sir.
All right, there you go. That's Dave. Well, now we have to. Now we have to do it.
I can't be around you if you do that.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it. You should do it, Sarah. You've got allergies.
Maybe.
I mean, you're the one who needs allergy relief at this point. And you, let's be honest. I mean, let's just call it.
I know, I'm pretty fascinated by it.
You've got a fascination with the other end and what comes out of it.
I know, the colon cleansing, that was awesome.
You do, and I will not share details, but you have you have more than once in our relationship, just in our personal life, it just shared with me questions or observations about, the other kinds of evacuation that
what?
Your body engages in. Your colon!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the colon cleansing.
Okay, but I'm just saying...
This isn't for the colon.
I'm saying it's not just the colon cleansing
that
time we had it done.
Awesome.
I'm saying it's not just that time you had colon hydrotherapy. I'm saying just in our day-to-day life, you have on occasion shared with me thoughts or whatever, questions, observations about colon and evacuation from there. So I'm saying this is like that. It's like
for your nose.
It's like your nose colon.
Yeah, but you know, with the other one, you don't really see it. And this one, it's just like all splashy and drippy. It's just gross.
You went to the hydrocolon place where you saw it all on a TV screen right in front of you. Oh, that's gross.
No, it wasn't a TV screen. No, it was a mirror.
Well, you know what? Well, still, I think we're now...
You did the same thing.
Where was the mirror? Is it on the walls or on the ceiling?
Are you, hairs now.
Do you not recall, that you did it too?
I did it too. I'm just saying, for you to say that you're grossed out by watching what comes out of your nose...
I don't want to think about that.
Sarah and I went to this hydrocolon therapy place. Not that I would never, not ashamed. I wouldn't deny it.
So, the his and her,
there
were... Washing machines
we were
that you get into?
Separate rooms.
Oh, I see.
Different
and
time.
You sat on the thing and it did the deal, but there's a mirror... angled down right in front of you that's like a foot away so you can see what's coming out of that area, the cleansing, what's being cleansed, your business. So for you to say that you're a little grossed out by watching something come out of your nose is a little disingenuous.
That's true. Well, I'm not grossed out, but I think I'd be grossed out if I saw you doing it.
Oh, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
No, this will kill you. This seems like some witch doctor product. I'm not going to be doing that.
I kind of want to try it.
Because some guy with a bone through his nose peddling this off on idiot Americans. No, thank you.
I'm just afraid. The thing that scares me is I'm afraid of, liquid traveling up into my eyebrows.
I don't understand.
No, because you have your head tilted the right way.
Yeah, but it's still going up there because it has to go around.
And around.
Are you sure that there's sinuses in your forehead?
Yes.
Ah. I just don't believe that's true.
No, there's not like a hole from one nostril to the other. That
it's not quite that simple.
Come here. These are the pictures of your sinuses.
Yeah, okay. I sound like one of those idiot Kansas guys saying that, are you telling me that we're actually descended from ape-like creatures?
Oh, crap.
I sound like one of those non-evolution guys, one of those creationists, insisting that it can't possibly... Really? Your sinuses are in your head. That just doesn't make any sense.
Those are your sinuses.
Even on that beautiful woman. She has
one
too.
Oh, but that's the sign you cleanse the instructional video. They could be making all that
They're
up.
They're not
know
making
that.
It up.
This isn't some voodoo cleansing thing.
Oh, and it's down in your cheeks?
So bad.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Well,
if it makes you feel better, this has been around since 1999 and nobody's died from it yet.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see here. Rick,
My favorite comment is, oh, sexy.
Does somebody say
yeah.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Rick, I have been using the Sina Cleanse thing, and it works really well. I have allergies, and it helps a lot. It's not as gross as it sounds. As long as you do it in the shower, you should give it a try and be one of us. Let's see here. I got all of these emails about a Sina Cleanse. Let's see. How about this? Rick, I just turned on the radio after the lunch hour, only to loudly hear the following discussion between Sarah and Tim. Sarah, she really shoved that in there. Tim, do you want to try it? Sarah, I might. Sarah, oh my, it's just gushing out. What the hell? Thanks once again for causing my coworkers to look at me oddly. Well, it's what we do, sir. Thank you. It's 503-733-2970. Well, let's take these calls and then we got a break. Let's see. This is Mike here on the Rick Emerson Show. Hey, what's up? Mike.
Missed all that. Wow. Best show ever.
Yeah, we'll try to do it again during lunch tomorrow.
You can listen back online after.
Yeah, well, you can listen to the podcast while you're eating a tuna sandwich.
I will. And attention broadcasters, yeah, and all those people out there that are trying to come in and do advertising with you guys. Wow. Hey, I have diesel siding. That's the only reason I call. I wanted to let Scotty, so hang on. So. Diesel siding and Tigers.
Where at, sir?
It's on the corner. It's on 99 and right there by a Jiffy Lube. It's a little coffee stand there. They throw it out the window. Guy bought like a case the other day right out the window.
Excellent. Fantastic.
So, yeah, right there on the corner, 99 and Walnut.
Thank you. I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. There you go. All
right. Thank you.
Thank you. Rick, for the life of me, we have to break. We should break because we're so behind.
Yeah, we do.
And we don't have Peter Carlin this hour, which is actually good because we get all these... Listen to this. Sinus horror story. Fantastic. Benjamin has a Sina Cleanse tip. We'll talk to my favorite name in just a moment with a Sina Cleanse question. All right. Sina Cleanse emails. All Sina Cleanse. We'll have more from Tim Riley. We'll talk to Scotty J. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. If you're on hold, hang tight. Back after this.